at 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. The New Mexico Main Street program has benefited many communities in our region. The program is also very active in Texas. Ross Brown has more on that and the program's history from the Texas News Service.
Many U.S. communities with bustling downtowns were better prepared to weather economic fallout from the pandemic, thanks to a decades-old revitalization project. The Main Street program was founded by Mary Means in the 1970s when she worked at the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Means says regional shopping centers and suburban lifestyles were draining downtowns, leaving behind shabby buildings and vacant storefronts that once lined a vibrant Main Street.
What we were doing with the Main Street project, it turns out, was creating another story. Hold on, you can stay. You can do some things about it, and here's how to get started, and here's what to do.
Now known as Main Street America, the program continues to help communities transform their economies and improve residents' quality of life. Means was about to publish a book about her life's project called Main Street's Comeback when COVID-19 hit. She revised the title to include, "And How It Can Come Back Again," with advice to businesses about staying afloat during the pandemic. After a pilot program in three cities, Means says Texas was one of the first states to apply for grant money, promising to choose five towns a year for 10 years and back them to do Main Street revitalization.
Nobody made a claim like that. We just thought it was Texas. But by God, they have. And it's been long beyond 10 years that Texas has been entering new towns in their program and providing the kind of support that enabled Texas towns to survive and many of them to thrive.
Means says it's helpful that 40 years after the project began, there are investment tax credits for historic buildings that make revitalizing downtown areas more doable.
Not only do communities need to take a look at the usually hidden or undiscovered asset of their historic downtown buildings, they need to really keep them up and bring them back and keep them up.
For Texas News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
Let's go now to a local viewpoint. With plans for a bowling alley being announced in Las Cruces, some are happy for more recreation in town, including commentator Walt Rubel.
We were at Monaco Lanes the night my friend Frank put his head through a plate glass door. He had passed out cold after drinking too much Ronrico 151, and we were trying to drag him out to the car. Rod held him up under his left underarm, and I held him up under his right. But it was winter in Denver, and the sidewalk was icy. Rod slipped on his first step onto the ice, and Frank shattered the door with his head without regaining consciousness. Don't worry, he was too hard-headed to hurt himself. As I think back on my youth, some of the more memorable and enjoyable moments were spent at bowling alleys. When I started my newspaper career in rural Colorado, bowling leagues in the winter and softball leagues in the summer were a huge part of the social life of the community. In the late 1970s, more than 9 million bowlers participated in sanctioned leagues, according to the website bowlingseriously.com. By 2019, that number had dropped to 2 million. The game hasn't changed. We have. Have you seen the TV commercial of the two guys in adjoining apartments playing video games against each other and not knowing it, then yelling at each other for making too much noise? That's what killed the bowling alleys. In his book, Bowling Alone, Robert Putnam argues that the advent of television first, then the internet, have allowed us to fulfill our entertainment needs without ever leaving home, leading to us becoming more socially disconnected. My friend Kelly wakes up every morning and plays poker against people from all around the world. He's accumulated millions of chips, each as valuable as the snowflakes that fall outside his Wyoming home. But the weekly poker games at his kitchen table are long past. In Las Cruces, bowling hasn't just been on the decline in recent years. It's been unavailable since 2018, when Ten Pin Alley closed its doors. Now, Kevin McGrath has announced that he will be bringing bowling back to Las Cruces. McGrath, owner of the former It's Burger Time restaurants, said he plans to purchase and restore the former bowling alley into a new entertainment center with 24 lanes. McGrath said he hopes to finish the project by next spring. When completed, it will revitalize what is one of our most important commercial corridors along Loman Avenue. But more than that, it will allow experienced bowlers to compete without having to drive to another town. It will give families a new option for activities they can all do together. And it will give all of us an opportunity to click off the TV, shut down the laptop, get out of the house, and join a team. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or New Mexico State University. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way right here on listener-supported KRWG.